Here's the translation of the text to English. Maduro offers to engage in direct talks with Trump envoy Grinnell. Trump policies threaten U.S. clean energy jobs engine, report says. U.S. lawmakers to introduce bipartisan bill to axe tariffs on coffee. Hezbollah chief makes overtures to Saudi Arabia for front against Israel. Ukraine advances security talks with allies, vows to keep hitting Russian energy. Trump admin gives China free pass on Russian LNG. Democratic senators say after Trump pressure, EU aims to bring forward Russian LNG import ban. Angola to decide on $1 billion JP Morgan deal by November, finance official says. Gold prices edged higher after Fed rate cut, remains near all-time high. Dallas airports return to normal as FAA details problem that caused outage. Russia stocks lower at close of trade, MOX Russia index unchanged. Disney's Kimmel suspension shows Trump's increasing grip over media. Australia's Optus vows to cooperate with probes amid outrage over emergency call services outage. India says that Trump's H-1B visa fee hike could disrupt families. Luigi Mangione's lawyers urge judge to block death penalty over insurance. CEO's murder. Canada will take a close look at the tech Anglo deal. Finance minister says Novartis has stockpiles to withstand potential Trump tariffs. CEO says. Who flies highest? Bernstein compares European airline performance. UK fighter jets begin NATO air defense mission over Poland. Moody's cuts Poland's outlook to negative on weaker fiscal outlook and political gridlock. Italy's budget deficit could fall below 3% of GDP this year. Finance minister says Trump says China's Xi-approved TikTok deal. Canada's July retail sales drop 0.8%, but rebound likely in August. Spain's Stats Institute revises 2024 GDP growth up to 3.5%. Key parts of Trump's economic agenda now in Supreme Court's hands. UK retail sales rise by more than expected in August, ONS says. US new H-1B visa fee will not apply to existing holders. White House says Trump picks former attorney to be top prosecutor as he pressures Bondi to investigate foes. China's ByteDance will get one of seven board seats for TikTok's US operations, official says. Argentine President Milei to meet with Trump and Netanyahu in New York. Mauritius central bank governor agrees to resign. Democratic leaders in U.S. Congress demand meeting with Trump as government shutdown looms. New iPhone 17 unveiled in Moscow as pre-orders jump despite slowing economy. Skilled immigrant inflow into U.S. surges to highest in over 20 years, Barclays says. New York eyes record climate week despite Trump attacks on green agenda. Italy wins Fitch rating upgrade on fiscal performance, political stability under Meloni. Flora Growth secures $401 million funding, plans rebrand to Zero Stack. Bitcoin price today slips to $166.1K as post-Fed gains cool. BOJ sounds hawkish. Farewell to Westphalia, explores blockchain as a model for post-nation-state governance. Tapbit at Token2049, reshaping the crypto landscape through product innovation. Falcon Finance unveils tokenomics framework for FF. Token Mega Matrix purchases $6 million in ENA tokens for stablecoin strategy. Titan raises $7 million seed from Galaxy Ventures and launches publicly on Solana. Origin Summit announces Wave 3. Animation powerhouse Maggie Kang to join programming lineup. Bitcoin price today, up to $170 on Fed rate cut, SEC listing overhaul, BNB at A8. Griffin AI launches TA Turbo, turning prompts to DeFi transactions with 1-inch and Uniswap liquidity. Teva reports no PDSS events with olanzapine, LA, and schizophrenia trial. C4 Therapeutics myeloma drug shows 50% response rate in trial. Inovix Q2 2025 slides reveal 98% revenue growth. AI One battery platform progress. Kathy Wood's ARK sells Roku and Tempest stock in latest trades. 5-point prices tender offer for 10.500% senior notes due 2028. Gorman Rupp stock hits 52-week high at $44.98. UMH Properties stock hits 52-week low at $14.76.